Jeff Langman joined here today by Sierra Pudens. She is our Brinks Cabinets and Design Spotlight Athlete of the Month for the month of May. Congratulations, Sierra, on making this and for everything that you've done in your career. Appreciate you joining us here today.
Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate having me.
You bet. Let's talk a little bit about you, Sierra, outside of sports right now. Family, I know you got a sister. She's an outstanding soccer player, just like you. Tell us a little bit about your family. Mom, dad, family members, everything.
All right. Well, my mom and dad, Daphne and Greg Pudens, have raised me to be the person that I am today. And then I've got two older brothers, Carter and Colby Pudens, who actually probably have made me like the athlete that I am today as well. They pushed me when I was younger to play basketball, soccer, you name it. And then I've got Kaylin, my little sister. She's just a year younger than me, but she, me and her are really close, which I think you can really see that on the field playing soccer. We just connect on a different level and work together. We know each other's play. We've practiced hours on end outside of practices and soccer. So we kind of just connect and know each other like that.
So when you talk about your sister, are you two more like best friends than you are sisters, really?
Oh, yeah. We're definitely best friends. I don't even really see her as a sister. Like, I see her, I don't know, we're just really close.
Has it always been that way?
Not really. I feel like when we both got older, we kind of matured a little more, and we always, like, fought each other and, like, you know, as sisters do. But, yeah, definitely getting more mature, we've realized, like, how much of a blessing it is to have each other this close in age and both being girls, too, as well.
So you have the two older brothers that you said kind of helped you make the athlete. What did they do when you were younger that kind of helped to develop and grow you in that athletics, you know, in athletics?
They played so many sports. We were always outside doing something like t-ball, wiffle ball, basketball. I remember Colby and Carter, they used to like shove me on the basketball court. And I mean, I didn't like it then. And I was the only girl like that would actually play. Kaylin started playing a little later, but they kind of just made me like the tough person that I am now, I guess.
And what did you learn from mom and dad?
My mom and dad, they just taught me, you know, respect, like what parents should be teaching young kids. They definitely pushed me to be the person I am today too. And they know my limits and know to push me past them and what I'm capable of.
So what do you like to do for fun? Sounds like you play a lot of sports with family. So what do you do when you're not playing sports?
I really like to read books and like paint and all that kind of stuff. Probably just like hang out with friends, watch movies or TV shows. I like to go on walks. That's probably like my favorite thing to do is going on walks and hanging out with my dog, Coco.
So tell us about your dog and like walks. Where do you just go out on the trails or what do you do for your walks?
I actually went on a walk this morning along the highway, which sounds dangerous, but it's not really a busy highway. It's just right by my house. But if I take my dog, Coco, she doesn't really like people, so I have to take her out on the trail. Me and Kaylin will take her out on the Maple River Trail. My dog and I, we just like to go on walks, and I like to play fetch with her or anything like that. I also have some baby cows that I feed, and we grow them up into bigger cows and then make money off of that, I guess.
So is that something that you kind of learned through your brothers or for your parents or where did the kind of raising of the cattle come from?
My dad is a farmer. He has a farm along the highway. But over at his farm, he's not supposed to, like, his cows are meant for like butchering and using it as meat. But every once in a while, he'll get a baby cow. So we just take them or he sells them. But we've been raising cows like all my life. My brother's Carter is a big farmer.
Yep.
Like it's all he does. So when I was younger, I hated the cows. Like, I hated them. I would not help out. Caitlin would help out, but I would not. And then I kind of grew up and I started getting into more of that farming stuff and feeding the cows, and we have chickens too. So it's kind of farm girl over here.
Yeah, I was going to say, and it sounds like a lot of things for you are outdoor things. It makes sense. You said you like the outdoors. What is it about being outside that you enjoy?
I kind of just like the distraction and like being away from my phone and all that, you know? Like, I think our phones are such like a big distraction in our life, so I think being outside definitely helps take away from that.
You mentioned earlier, too, that you like to read books and paint. Do you have a favorite artist or a favorite style of book that you like to read?
I like reading the romance books. I read kind of, it's kind of all over the place. I took my nanny kids to the library today, and I just let them pick out a book for me because I really will read whatever. So they kind of got excited picking out a book for me to read. And then painting, I paint here and there. Me and Kaylin will like be like, oh, we should have a painting day. So then we kind of just have a fun little painting day, and I just look on Pinterest really to for like inspiration.
What are the things that you really enjoy to paint, and maybe what's your favorite painting of all time?
My most recent painting, it was just a bunch of random collages. I wrote, drew the number 7 on it. That's my favorite number. It's my number in soccer. And sadly, basketball doesn't let me have the number 7. If I could, I would. But we just paint whatever that comes on our feed. Like, I'll probably paint with my nanny kids sometime here, and then I'll look on Pinterest and look for inspiration. But yeah, pretty much that.
Is painting something you think you'll do the rest of your life?
Definitely not. I'm really not a good painter. I never said I was a good painter, but I enjoy it, so that's all that matters.
Let's talk now about school and sports, of course, and stuff. Soccer, it's got to be probably your favorite. I heard you say earlier you didn't really like basketball, but you kind of grew into it because of your brothers. So those are the two that I'm probably most familiar with you. But what other sports besides those two do you like to play?
I used to play volleyball, and they had a Thunder volleyball team when we were younger. I actually was pretty good at volleyball from what I remember, but they had a tryouts, and I did not think I was going to make the team, so I decided not to tell my parents that they were having tryouts. And then ever since then, I kind of just quit playing volleyball. But I did play softball when I was younger. That one, I didn't really enjoy that one as much, but it was a fun sport. I enjoy any sport really. But just those four, I think. I did dance for one day, and then I would throw fits because there was nothing good in the vending machines. I'm definitely not a dancer.
Well, some people don't. I can't dance a lick, so I totally get it. Not saying that you can't, but I can't dance a lick. So,
No, I can't either.
your love of soccer, where did that grow from? When did you start playing, and where did your love of soccer come from?
It came from rec soccer. My mom, she was my coach, and she definitely pushed us. She would practice with us at home. She said that me and Kaylin would score goals like left and right, like the wrong goal, like in the wrong goals too. Like it would be the opponent's goals, but we would just get happy because we scored. But my mom would practice downstairs. She would look up YouTube videos and she would put them on, and then we would just follow what the YouTube video said. So we would practice in the basement. She is a very competitive person. Her and Chad Merle. Chad used to stand in the goals for rec soccer, so my mom yelled at him one time. So we kind of joke with Chad about that and how our soccer skills and toughness came from Chad standing in the goals.
When did you realize you loved soccer?
I think I've always loved soccer. I think comparing it to the other sports that I played when I was younger, I always kind of stood out more, and like it connected. I just connected easily with soccer. It just flowed so easily with me. Like I could learn something new and like be able to do it within like a few practices or whatever. But with the other sports like basketball or like volleyball, I wasn't as talented or like connected with those, I would say.
So what is it about this high school soccer great season this year for you and the girls? What was it that really helped this program kind of, you know, you tie the school record for wins in a season. So what led to all of that, especially being a fairly young team still?
Yeah, we definitely are a young team, but I think that the people that were on the team definitely helped us to be successful. We had Massey as our coach, and then we had John Wagner, Grace, and Ryan Milligan. And all of those coaches, they put in so much work. Massey especially, he puts in so much work. In the off season, I can text him whenever, and he'll just be ready and available. He'll drop anything to help me with my questions or practice and whatever I need help with. He puts in so much work for our team, and he just knows soccer. Like, that man, you know him, you know he loves soccer. But I think our teammates and everyone was really, like, close this season. I mean, my other seasons, we definitely, like, were close and all that. But this season, I think you could really feel, like, the love for one another and how close we were to one another. And I think that having a team that is like that definitely helps so much, and you could see that in our outcome of the season.
And I understand you put a lot of time, and you already mentioned that you reach out to coach. How much time do you spend in the off season to further your skills in soccer?
I really couldn't tell you. There's morning weights, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. So Massey would, every time after morning weights, we'd go there to the field house and practice for an hour until I had to go nanny. But after nannying, I would go practice as well. It's just, soccer is so easy for me to practice. It's just something to help take my mind off of things and just have a fun time and not worry about anything at all. So it definitely makes it easy being, like, putting in that much practice just because it's such a fun sport for me and I know that I love it.
What are the goals for next year, your senior season?
For sure, I'm set that we're going to state. We will have a lot of the same talent. I mean, we're losing Carson Overmall and Megan Milligan, who were amazing players for us. But we will have a lot of the same talent, and if not more, because we have Riley Massey coming in, and a lot of the other freshmen are some good people to have on our team. But, yeah, I think going to state and just building a team from what our team has now, building off of that and continuing in the off season from that. From our last game, we were kind of frustrated. It was a game we should have won versus Tri-Center. But I think that taking that frustration and using it as motivation in the off season and towards next season, that will definitely get us far.
Now you've had a little time to probably sit back and soak in. I know we interviewed you here a few weeks ago after one of your games. You've become the all-time leading scorer in Kemper history, and you did that as a junior, so you got time to add to those totals. But as you've had time to reflect back now that you're not in the hustle of school and practice and games all the time, what's the thought for you of already holding that honor as the all-time leading scorer?
I think it's a pretty cool accomplishment. It's just nice knowing that there's a reward to all the work that I've put in my off season and during the season. But I definitely could not have done it without my team. Kaylin and Mia and all those who have assisted me and like helped me. Like a lot of my goals, I mean a good amount, were off penalty kicks. And there was some West Central Valley I was nervous to take it. But I could just hear like my teammates in the back like saying like, you got it. Like they have full trust in me that I'll make a penalty kick or any other goal. So I think, I mean, it's a pretty cool accomplishment, but I couldn't have done it alone.
So for you with basketball, let's move to the basketball scene now. You mentioned earlier you're kind of grown to love it. I like watching you play because you're hard-nosed, you're physical, you give effort all the time, and you always play hard. What is it about basketball that you've kind of grown to enjoy, and what do you see in yourself as a basketball player?
I myself am not a very confident basketball player, but I have grown to love it. I didn't go out my freshman year because I really did not like it. And then I was kind of convinced to go out. I used to love it. I kind of grew out of that love, and then I am trying to get back to that. But basketball is definitely a more challenging sport for me, and I kind of like that challenge. So I think that it's just like the challenge and the competition of the basketball aspect that I like about it so much.
Let's talk a little school for you. You just wrapped up classes, you said last week. What do you like about school? What are some of your favorite subjects to study?
I really like to write. So when I had college comp, we wrote a lot of essays, which definitely were not fun, but I kind of tried to look in the brighter side, and I enjoy writing. I also like algebra or like statistics. I took college stats at DMAC, and I enjoyed that class. So I'd say math and writing. I definitely do not like history. History is my least favorite subject. I just do not like learning about history.
Who are some of your favorite teachers? I don't want you to have to single one out. So, who are some of your favorite teachers?
This one was not a high school teacher, but Mrs. Janning is my all-time favorite teacher. She was a very good teacher. She was my first grade teacher, I think, or no, second grade teacher. But she's always been my favorite teacher. High school teachers, I really enjoy Miss Harrington. She's my algebra teacher. She's a really good teacher as well. And then Mrs. Brinks was my history teacher, and I know I said I didn't like history, but she kind of made it more enjoyable. Those three were probably my favorite ones, I'd say.
And I know you and I were talking before the interview. You're still a little undecided. It sounds to me like you got skills in a lot of different things, so there's going to be a lot of choices for you in college. As you wrap up your junior year, are you starting to think about colleges that you might be interested in or things you may want to do in the future?
I did mention to you I was interested in optometry because I feel like the eyes, there's so much to learn about. I like to learn about new things, and I think that one would bring me surprises each day. But colleges, I really have not looked. I haven't really looked into colleges, honestly. My brother Colby goes to Iowa State. So, I mean, I guess it'd be nice going to college with him, but I've always wanted to travel outside of Iowa for college, like my college ages. So, I don't know. We'll see where that brings me.
Are you thinking about playing soccer in college?
I have thought about it, and I've talked to a few schools, but not really that many. But yeah, I've definitely thought about it. It is something that interests me. I'm just not for sure on that because it's definitely a lot of commitment. College soccer is a lot of work, more work than people realize.
So one last question for you here. I know you're still young yourself. You're just a junior wrapping up your junior year of high school, but what message do you give to young girls that maybe are thinking about getting into some kind of athletics to be able to do to help them have like the type of career that you've had?
I would just say to learn to be independent because, like, it's you, like, that's all it is. Having that independent mindset and, like, it's you versus yourself has definitely led me to put in however many hours. I do have Kaylin, my sister, to practice with, but a lot of my practices were also alone, whether it was at the field or at my house. So just being independent and being able to go off on your own and practice by yourself is definitely a big aspect of what, like, how I've become the athlete that I am.
Well, Sierra, congratulations again on all of your successes and everything you do. I so much appreciate all of the time here today. Congratulations on bringing our Brinks Cabinets and Design special Spotlight Athlete of the Month for the month of May.
Thank you, Jeff.
Sierra Pudence again with the Kemper Knights joining us here today.